Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is January the 23rd, and it's approximately 10 o'clock. My name is Oliver Mujica, the chair of the committee, and I'm the planning division manager. If we can do introductions, please. Gary, would you like to start off?
Gary Akers, land development.
Mahmoud Kildur, public works traffic.
Robert Spolina, public works engineering.
Robert Lindberg, water department engineering.
James Lane, environmental control.
Michael Rosales, planning division.
Chantal Power, planning division.
Travis Martin, planning division.
Audrey Nauta, fire prevention officer.
Mike Carey, county fire.
Tom Strong, officer of the fire marshal.
Brian Gilbert, building official.
Stephanie Sanchez, secretary.
Thank you. For those of you that have not attended these meetings before, when the item comes up, we'll go down the row with provide you with our comments or questions that we may have. At the end of that, you'll have the opportunity to ask your questions of any of the particular group members, and then we'll move forward from that. With that, Chantal, will you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Yes, and if you don't mind, I'd like to pass out, there was a revision that I got to the site plan that was just given to me yesterday. Just really minor. It's basically just changing the hammerhead from where it is right now to the two parking spaces at the back, basically flipping those.
Okay.
So I'm passing that out right now.
So we're putting the two over here instead?
Yeah, okay. Yep. And just making it more of a traditional hammerhead at the back of the property there. So conditional use permit 18-26, it's a request to establish a drive-through express car wash in a building containing approximately 1,670 square feet. Along with the required on and off site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.36 acres, located at 1670 North Mountain View Avenue within the commercial heavy CH zone. This project will be exempt from CEQA review under section 15303 for new construction or conversion of small structures. And we are looking to take this to Planning Commission in February.
So that would be the 12th, I believe?
Yes.
Thank you. Anything to add to that, Chantal?
No, just other than the small revision that I was given, that's the only comments that I have.
Okay. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes. This is a brand new ground-up construction, a vacant piece of property. We have copies of conditions for you from land development. The only question I had was, there is somewhat of an alley behind the property. Is the applicant here for this? We had a question if you were trying to utilize that alley that kind of dead ends at the north side of your property.
Last time I was here when I did the pre-application, they told me that if I wanted to use it, I'd have to repave the whole asphalt, so I told that to the owner. So we decided just to close up that fence and not use the alley in the back.
Okay, so the run-on fence is going to extend all the
way back? Yeah, it's going to go all the way back, and there's going to be no gate. There's going to be no ins and outs in the alley.
Okay. Other than that, the conditions are pretty normal. The one driveway that exists now, I assume you're going to rebuild that?
Yeah, we're going to rebuild it to this, so it will feed to that drive access for the fire truck.
Okay.
We're going to modify it.
Right. So if you had any question about the conditions?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud,
we received the scoping back in for the traffic back in November.
Okay.
We requested more information from the traffic engineer. Was no response. To date, we don't have a traffic impact study yet. So we're looking for the study.
Okay.
And the scoping.
I will contact the engineer to see what's going on.
All right, thank you.
Robert, anything for us, please? Public Works?
Pretty much all the conditions that were in the pre-app that we had done are the same, with one exception is the driveway, the alleyway. Our site engineer would like to have your area that's just back in yours, half side of the alley being repaved. Not the whole thing and not the whole width, just your portion of it.
Okay.
But it is on the conditions. I have given them to your planner. And it's as approved by the site engineer. So if you'd like to speak with him and kind of understand back and forth, gives him allowance to say yes or no to it, or if he so chooses, again, go all the way down to the Trenton or whatever street that might be. But currently, right now, it's just the front edge backage or of your property and only half of the width at this point.
Okay.
And again, everything else is still the same as it was in the pre-app.
Okay, thank you.
That's it.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, anything else? For
just standard requirements issue.
James, do you have anything for us?
So I'm going to hand out an induction user permit application, which will need to be completed before you do any of the construction, and also our plan check procedures.
Thank you. Tom, anything from your group over here?
I was told that you haven't submitted online yet to us for your CUP.
No,
so I have no conditions for you.
Okay, I'm going to submit that today.
Okay, yeah, until that happens and payments received, I can't get you the conditions. But you and the planner will be automatically emailed. Just be sure to put your email in there.
Okay,
okay?
We'll do.
Thank you.
Brian? I see you proposed a zero lot line here. You're going to build right up to the lot line?
Yeah, because it's...
So you know that's going to be non-combustible construction, but that's okay. That can be done. But the location of the electrical panel area, I think that's going to need to be revised there.
Okay, I'll go
ahead.
We're
not going to allow that next to the property line like that.
Can I continue that? Because I have a block wall in the back. Can I continue the block wall and have it in its own little room, like an electrical room that's made out of CMU?
Probably could work something out like that.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Did Gracie have any comments as it related to the location?
No, just with that minor revision that we did, that worked for her.
Do you have any questions of the committee members?
For the traffic impact study, do I need that to go forward to I do need that.
Yeah, so that the planning commission date will be then tentative based on what happens.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Unless there's any other comments or questions, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the planning commission, please.
So moved.
Second.
Tie for a second. Thank you. Michael, would you kindly introduce item number 2, please?
Yes, Chair, thank you. Item number 2 is development permit type D, 18-09. It is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck and trailer storage facility, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of 6 parcels containing a total of approximately 1.93 acres. It is located at 216 South Arrowhead Avenue in the commercial heavy CH zone. Our environmental determination, it is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act, pursuant to section 15303 for new construction or conversion of small structures. Our recommendation today is staff recommends that the Development and Environmental Review Committee adopt resolution number 2019-009, approving development permit type D 18-09, based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval and finding that the project is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you. Anything else to add to that?
I do not.
Long sentence. Is your advocate here?
Yes, they are.
Great, thank you. Welcome. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes. Yes, applicant. How's it going?
Doing okay. Size the manual from Land Development Engineering.
The land development conditions are pretty straightforward. You've done a preliminary one. They're almost finished with the one across the channel.
That's right.
I know originally we said that you told us we were going to drain into Warm Creek. I'm assuming based on the basin location, you're going to go the other way now. Because
that's
issues with, okay. The conditions still say Warm Creek, but we'll amend those conditions to say to the street on Arrowhead.
All right.
So, other than that, it's very similar to the one you just did. So, any questions for us?
No, we're okay with your conditions.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us, please?
No further comments from traffic.
Thank you.
Robert, anything for us?
After the pre-op that we had, we gave all the conditions. My conditions now at state is if you plan to go to Warm Creek, then all appropriate permits through all the different agencies will be required. if you are planning to go to Arrowhead, then that is then technically ignored. So it's saying it shall have, it's a, if you're going to be draining it. Other than that, all my conditions are still the same. That's it.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything for water for us, please?
Just standard requirements to be issued.
Thank you. James, anything for us?
This is just a truck and storage facility. You're not going to be conducting any repairs on site.
What's that?
You're not going to be conducting any repairs of the vehicles on site.
And I haven't any little.
Are you going to do any maintenance on the vehicles
no,
on site?
No, no maintenance, just storage.
Thank you.
It's just basic standard fire conditions. If you have any questions, contact the office.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
No comments at this time from building.
Thank you. Did you have any comments to ask any of the committee members?
No, I think we're. No questions.
Anything else to add, Michael?
I do not.
No, we're good. With that, I would like to entertain a motion that we adopt resolution 2019-009, approving development permit type D-1809. May I have that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Item number three is development permit type D-18-14. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a contractor's yard and office within an existing building containing approximately 2,800 square feet, along with the construction of on- and off-site improvements on a property containing approximately 0.46 acres. It's located at 401 South Pershing Avenue. There's no recommended motion or action at this time. We just wanted to get down if there were any preliminary comments so that the applicant could then finalize his site plan if needed. The intent was that we would come back the next meeting, which I believe is February the 13th, for final action and approval of the project. With that, my only comment for you, Michael, is that we have these parking stalls here along Pershing.
Yeah.
They're a little bit at an angle. I would like for them to be at a 90.
Okay.
This way it doesn't, you know, there any conflict down here. So just at a 90, it will be fine with that. So from a planning standpoint, that's what we're looking for. Gary, would you like to add anything else, please?
Well, it's pretty standard. It looked like most of the site is developed already.
Right.
You've already got bays for the cars or trucks, whatever repair work you do now.
Right.
We just want to make sure you don't park vehicles on the sidewalk or in the public right away.
Okay.
As part of the operation.
All right.
And it sounds like you're only going to do the concrete on that southerly portion that is
right. It's not paved now. We're going to put paving in concrete.
Okay. And all the parking is going to, on that site, is going to have to be paved or concrete.
Right.
And so you'll need to do an on-site plan for that.
Okay.
Other than that, conditions are pretty standard. If you have any questions, give us a call.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, no comment on traffic.
Thank you. Robert, anything else for Public Works?
Question, is this development going to be required to merge the lot lines together?
Yeah, it's in the process right now.
Okay, our city engineer had requested if that is going to be happening, then the improvements in the front will be required, such as a sidewalk, replacing the driveway to make it ADA compliant. Curb if needed. If the curb is currently there and is in good condition, then that'll remain the same. I believe there was an old driveway at one point on that parcel. If it's not being used per the site plan, then just remove the depression and put sidewalk and curb and gutter to match the existing that's out there.
Yeah, I plan on putting a driveway approach in it because it's pretty beat up.
But that's all we had. Before they were considered future because of the building, but if it's a lot line, our city engineers are asking us to at least do the frontage for ADA and sidewalks.
Okay.
So basically just ratting in sidewalks and getting rid of the depression for the driveway.
Okay.
If you have any questions, please give us a call.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything from Water Department?
Standard requirements from the Water Department.
James, anything for us?
No comment.
Thank you.
It would just be standard fire conditions, and prior to moving forward, you will need to apply online through us as well to actually meet your conditions, okay?
Okay.
Ryan, anything?
No comments.
No comments.
I do have some comments from Integrated Waste, our trash hauler provider. I'm passing these on, if I may. Their only comment was that making sure that the trash enclosure complies with their standard, which is about 8x15.
Okay.
The detail is on the attachment there. Other than that, do you have any questions of the other committee members or?
No, not right now.
Okay. So as I mentioned, there's no action required on this thing. We're going to advertise it, and so final approval will be on the 13th of February. As I mentioned, you could work with Gary and whomever to get your improvement plans, both your on and off-site improvement plans, so you can get that process underway. We can't issue any permits until 15 days after your project is approved. So that's an appeal period.
Okay.
But in the meanwhile, you can still go through the processing of your plan, so that's not delayed.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
All right. So we'll see you in a few weeks.
Okay.
Have a good day. Travis, anyone here from GFI? No? What's that? Okay. So, Travis, would you introduce item number 4 for us, please?
Item number 4 today is subdivision 17-08 for tentative track map 20150. It's requested to divide six parcels, approximately 65 acres in total size, into 84 single-family residential lots with 3 additional lots for the drainage basins. This is located approximately the intersection of West Vernamont Drive and North Little League Drive. The environmental right now, we're still under review on an initial study, so we're finalizing what that will be. It hasn't been determined just yet. And our recommendation today is just to receive some comments. This item did go previously to this body. It has been revised slightly, primarily for some of the fire concerns related to the dead-end streets and the lengths. Other than that, it's very broadly similar to the original plan. We just wanted to get updated comments.
Okay. And again, to reiterate, the applicant is in the process of trying to finalize his initial study,
right?
The environmental document.
Yeah, that's under review right now.
And part of the we want to just make sure that what we call the project description, what the site's going to tentatively look like at this point in terms of number of lots and configuration and so forth, is kind of resolved to a certain extent prior to finalizing that, and then we'll come back at a later date for further reviews. So with that, Gary, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, not really. Our conditions reflect a normal subdivision up in the hillside.
Okay.
So we have the conditions for the customer. If they have any questions.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you. Mahmoud, have you been contacted at all for traffic scoping? And
no, not yet, but eventually we need the scoping and the study once they are ready.
Travis, do we know yet who's going to? Lilburn's doing it, right?
I believe Lilburn is doing the study.
Okay. I don't remember who their traffic engineer is, but
it should be referenced in the initial.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So we'll make sure we get that coordination there. Robert, anything else for us?
The conditions that we had done previously are pretty much the same, except for since it's still preliminary, we're changing it from LMDs to CFDs. One of the things that came up this morning was that the basin is now going to be part of an HOA and not part of the city. So the basins that they have on there will be part of the properties. I'm not sure about the rest of the streets and stuff like that at this point. If they're planning to public, if they are, then we have to kind of change a couple of things around. But I thought they were going to be public. I didn't think they would be private.
We can follow up with
them. And again, it is stated for the city engineer's approval, so if by chance they have a chance to convince them otherwise, that was what was added to the conditions.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything for water?
Yes. The department has no infrastructure, either water or sewer, to support this project, and it has standard requirements.
I know that they are part of that working group.
Vernamont Working Group.
Yes.
Phase 2.
Right. So I know that they're no more participating in that. James, anything?
No comments at this time.
None? Tom?
Fire would just be sprinklered in all the buildings, access per our standard, and just standard fire conditions from that point.
Now, I know that there's been some conversations regarding fuel modification zones in high fire areas kind mm-hmm. of thing, and how we delineate that. I guess that was one of the, there's been some talk about that and some of the other projects.
We met with Adam quite a while ago.
Okay.
I think you were with us, weren't you, Sean? Somebody was in there. Maybe it was Oliver. Okay, it was Oliver, yeah. We met with somebody. Hey, as many meetings as I go to.
Well, it's good to know that I'm somebody around here.
But yeah, would it just be whatever was discussed in that meeting?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Brian?
No comments at this time.
Hank, I see that you filled out a slip for us. You have some input, some insight. Hank is our Vertima historian up there, I'll call him, that kind of knows what's going on up there. And
well, first of all, we welcome this project to the neighborhood. Development's good for us, and actually good for me, too. But what I wanted to bring to you, the city, today is that there's rumblings at city council meeting of a new specific plan for Vertima. They said it's going to take 3 years to develop, a lot of money, $1.5 million to $3 million. So there is really no specific plan. You're operating off of a general plan that is not specific to Vertima, especially like fire, hydrology, water, sewer, everything. There is, however, an existing Vertima area plan that is in existence. This is it. It was done in 1986. This is a list of people that got involved with it, including all the consultants and studies and everything. In 1986 dollars, this cost $250,000 to $500,000, took 3.5 years. It was approved in 1986 by the city council. 1988, it went before the city council again. These are the minutes. It was reapproved with some stipulations. This project doesn't qualify under that. 9,700 square feet is not 10.8, and 37,000 is not 44,000. This is stipulated. That's part of the deal. This also discussed drainage, hydrology. This project will probably drain into the Myers Creek, as is a lot of others. Myers Creek has a choke point at Belmont. It won't handle it. And there's no infrastructure changes headed our way out there to change that. The culvert above us is three times the size as the Belmont culvert. So it just won't work. We also got hit by the Beezer mud that flowed down there during this last rain. We got hammered pretty hard down there at Belmont. So infrastructure, more projects coming here, it's going to help with infrastructure improvement. I hope that you will stipulate that or bring it in. Apparently it's going to be the city that has to come up with the infrastructure changes, and then I don't know who you're going to build. But this project, lot sizes right now, doesn't qualify. And the specific plan in existence right now, I know there's been some modifications. A recent engineer or planning leader here tried to get some zone change names, which kind of changed the names on the zones. But in the 15% grade, and this approaches a high grade area right behind it, the lot sizes are 10.8 and 1 acre. And so I just want to bring that to your attention. I sent a letter to you, I wrote to you, it's not that it would be read on record here, but I hope that you'll read it, because the city manager is also looking at this, because there may be some legal problems with any variances that you allow in Vertimont in new development. Again, I'm not against the development, because as Oliver knows, my house was built in 1894, and it's an old house. And I got a lot of trees around me, and development's going to protect me. They're going to burn before I do. But code enforcement is falling on its face on enforcing and keeping the vacant lands clean. I did make a complaint about a previous project. It wasn't against the actual developer. It was in general our vacant lands up there. We're having a lot of dump sites and stuff that we're cleaning up. And we'd like to kind of see the developers help encourage less dumping and whatnot. But I wanted to make you aware that the Vertimont Area Plan is in existence. It hasn't been changed. And the city council says it will take 3 more years to do it at about, what, 10 times the price. So respect our residents. They've built to this plan for 33 years now. People up there, they built into this plan. And to allow variances, they're like domino effects. You allow one variance, and it'll get smaller and smaller. 7,200 square foot lot is allowed up there, but under a special zoning, and that was down along the freeway in Kendall. 10A is the rule of thumb up there, and that was settled in a lawsuit, and I'm in contact with the successful litigant on that. And the city must stick with that. So that's not. I don't want to use that as a threat. I'm just saying, look, stick to it. Work with the residents up there. Don't disrespect them. They've worked hard to get where they're at and enjoy their lifestyle up there. But these numbers presented here represent 6 to 12 homes at $500,000 or better each. So I can see the money on the developer side. I don't blame them a bit. It's just that that's not within the plan. Thank you very much. I appreciate you letting me come to talk.
Of course, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hank. And I'm waiting for those Spanish grapes to start coming up.
The what?
Your Spanish grapes to start coming up. On your grapevines, your Spanish grapevines. At your home. Never mind.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Travis, anything else to add to this?
Not right now.
Welcome, Fernando.
Oh, traffic was bad. I apologize.
No, it's okay. So we just kind of went through some of the preliminary comments from the group. Travis is taking some notes. And then we'll, I guess we could circle up after this if you want to stick around.
Did I miss much?
You missed Hank. A lot.
Missed Hank.
Well, we all miss Hank. Welcome, Hank. Anything else to add, Travis? Nothing? Okay, so no action required on this one. And so so we'll keep this one going through the process. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number 5 for us, please?
Number 5 is subdivision 18-13 for a tentative tract map 20251. It's a request to subdivide property comprised of 2 parcels containing approximately 4.28 acres into 32 single-family residential lots located at 2578 West Rialto Avenue within the residential urban zone. The project will be exempt from CEQA under section 15332 for infill development, and we are looking to take this to Planning Commission in February. So we looked at this at the last ERC. There was a little bit of revision made just to the site layout, the internal kind of circulation, lot sizes. There's additional open space, but I think most conditions should be the same.
Thank you, Chantal. Gary, you have anything to add to this item? So this was the. So they made some changes to it, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're at a point where we can move forward.
Yes.
Line question. Okay, great. Good job. Anything to add for us, Gary? Anything to change from a land development? Conditions.
No, there's really no changes. I don't know if the applicant is here for this particular
track.
There
will be some minor changes to the WQMP, which I think Angel is working on.
Yes, I didn't get those over to you.
Yeah.
Right. We want to make sure that that's conceptually approved before it goes to the Planning Commission.
Yes.
Thank you.
Other than that, the conditions haven't changed. So we did want to talk to you about Zone A. I don't know how that got in there, but it's not in Zone A. We'll amend that condition prior to the Planning Commission.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, anything to add to this one?
No, traffic analysis is not required, and there's no further questions.
Thank you. Robert, anything from Public Works?
The conditions we had given previously are still the same. Again, if you have any questions on it, please contact us. That's it.
Thank you. Robert, anything from Water?
There are no new comments.
Perfect, thank you. James?
I have no comments.
Thank you. Tom?
No new comments.
Perfect. None for me.
Okay. Do you have any questions of the group?
Okay,
so we'll get the WQMP in, and we'll, so we're looking for the, are we shooting for the February meeting?
Yes.
Okay. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All right, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Do we have a date on that?
Yes, it would be the February 12th. Okay, Travis, take us home. Item number six, please.
Item number six today, subdivision 1816. That's for tentative parcel map 20022 and conditional use permit 1824. A request to demolish an existing building, retail building approximately 7,000 square feet in size. Subdivide the property into, subdivide two parcels into a total of three, so about 4 acres in total size, and then to allow one new retail building and one new retail pad, building approximately 5,000 square feet, two suites, one with a drive-thru, and another one that is approximately 2,500 square foot pad for a future restaurant building. This was looked at previously as CUP, PA, I believe it was 1827.
Okay.
This was several months back. More or less, it's the same exact plan. We've just updated a few things regarding the fire lane, getting that proper, slight modifications with the drive-through aisle, the drive-through lanes themselves, and a little bit with just the parking area abutting the fire lane. But more or less, it's the same plan we're looking at.
Okay. All right, thank you. Gary, do you have anything to add? Couple conditions?
No, there's really nothing new as far as the conditions. Still the same concerns with slopes. You're going to have some issues with accessibility. You're coming down off that frontage on Highlands pretty quickly. The existing parking lot's pretty sloped. You need to make sure you pay attention to that. We have another set of conditions. They really basically haven't changed. There's a lot line issued, condition 2B, which is actually taken care of by the parcel map.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Mumble, anything for us, please?
Yes, we just received the traffic study. Yes, we need time to look into it and we'll get back with you with comments.
That's a big document.
Yep.
Must be an A.
Yeah.
Robert, anything from Public Works to add, please?
The conditions are pretty much the same with one exception. Our city engineer has asked for this to be part of a CFD. The conditions are in the explanation is inside the conditions itself. You can read through them. Again, as approved by the city engineer, so if you can convince him otherwise of not doing it or modifying it, that's going to be up to his discretion on that portion of it. But all the other conditions are the same.
Thank you. Robert, anything from water?
Yes. This project is in East Valley Water District's water and sewer service area. However, your waste stream will be coming to our wastewater treatment plant. So any new buildings, you'll have to pay sewer capacity fees. So I have just standard requirements.
Thank you. James, anything for us?
I'm going to hand out the plant check procedure form.
Okay.
Food service permit application and industrial use permit application.
Thank you. Tom, do you have anything for us?
Standard fire conditions. If you have any questions, Hector Trevino is your plan checker, and you can call the East Valley number that's on there.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Brian, anything for us?
Just I'd like to see electrical vehicle parking as part of the new parking layout here.
What is that requirement now? How much is it? How many are required in section?
It depends on how many spaces there are.
Okay.
So we'd have to figure that out later. But I think that this new development will trigger that requirement.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any questions of any of the committee members?
I do actually want to ask one thing.
Okay.
Mentioned, sorry. We are also doing, with the subdivision and the conditional use permit, a minor exception with the parking.
Okay.
Just to allow a slight deviation. The existing center, the way it was constructed, was at a different ratio than we currently require.
Okay.
Which means the center would be under parked, but we have completed a parking study along with the traffic study to support that deviation.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. No questions? So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All right. So we'll shoot for the February meeting. We'll follow up on the traffic study, and we'll keep moving on this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Felix, we covered your project earlier, and so Travis will touch base with you one more.
Perfect.
With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting to February the 13th. It is now 10:35.
So moved.
Second. All right. We'll see you in a few weeks. Thank you, gang.
Thank you.